And away we go. Scott Spears broadcasting live for WBH Talk Radio from the Kroger on Route 95 here in Marion. It is Kids Night Out. It is an event that nobody will want to miss. It is kids and fun and games galore. Costumes everywhere out here. And kids having a good time. Kids can get a chance to win some great candy, some great items. That's at the Kroger at Route 95 here in Marion. Out by Walmart, it is quite the event. We've got the Rock Lady here. She is, has the kids a great supply of rocks here. As soon as you walk in the front door, you won't want to miss that. That is what's going on here in this program. It's night out here, and night is up. We've been talking about it for so long. October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. What an event it is. Lots of kids. And by the way, bring your new and gently used coats and hats and gloves. We will collect those here tonight as well. And we are so happy to have you with us for the next hour here, 45 minutes on WVH Talk Radio. Now, we are stationed just inside the door here at Kroger on Route 95. And it is great to see all of the kids and the adults and the associates who work here at Kroger dressed in costume. Now, the big costume this year seems to be the Lorax. The Lorax is here in the store. Now, I have not seen the Lorax as of yet, but it is here in the store, I will tell you. And the tree is here as well as the bear, the tree and the bear. Now, the bear has something to do with marshmallows. I have no idea what it is, but the bear has marshmallows. So look for the marshmallows and the bear and the Lorax here, Kroger Route 95 in Marion on this big Monday night here in October. Last Monday night, just after 6 o'clock. Hey, here we've got somebody here with us, broadcasting live. How you doing? Who do we have with us?
I'm great. Mike Smith here. We're live.
Yes, here for the candy. Mike, this is a great event for the community here in Marion. It's such a nice thing to not only come in and do some great shopping, get your last-minute items before the big Halloween on Friday, but also have a good time with family.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm here. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. So I got 15 stores I'm in charge of. No one else is doing this tonight, so here I am in Marion enjoying the festivities.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Glad to have you. Thank you.
Mike is here, and we're glad to have him here at the Marion Kroger as we're broadcasting live and having a great time doing it. Now, we're catching people as they're coming in the door because we are here tonight broadcasting live. It's kind of a red carpet affair. Now, we've got all kinds of costumes, things, unbelievable things. I think we have a Pikachu out there. My goodness. I've seen witches tonight. I've seen all kinds of things. It is costumes. It is family fun. It is friends galore here at Kroger in Marion. Now, we've also got some people with black and white polka dots. Now, I'm not sure what the black and white polka dots represent, but I'm sure somebody will tell me as we go along here. Now, don't forget, bring your new and gently used coats to go here on Route 95, and it is something that will help as we go along down the season. The kids are out. Now, by the way, you do get a bag as well. When you come in the door, you get a bag, and that bag, fill your candy up here, and enjoy. Who doesn't like candy? That's a holiday. It is fun for sure. Now, I have seen a lot of Reese cups here tonight. Yes, Matt is here. Somebody just asked. Matt is here. He's over in the produce section. Before I can see him from where I am, he's working the, what are you working with over there, Matt? What are you working with over there? Yeah, what vegetables are you working with? Cucumbers. Working with the cucumbers tonight. Matt is over making sure you will have cucumbers here at Kroger when you come to get them. Now, some other employees in here. As I said, we have somebody dressed in a period piece down here on the U-scan. That's very unique to see. What an event it is. Now, as Mike said when he came in, he's in charge of several different stores. This is the only store in his district doing something like this tonight, and it is a certainly fun. Now, I will tell you, now, here's a costume you would not suspect. We've got somebody in a pitbull costume. Now, I'm not talking about the dog pitbull. I am talking about the rapper pitbull. You know what I'm saying? The rapper pitbull. That's the costume I see. And again, the Rock Lady right inside the door here at Kroger on Route 95. Kids Night Out is where we are, and boy, we are having a good time, to be sure. Now, this is part of the community outreach that Kroger does with so many different organizations. And this is the one for the autumn season, the harvest time, as it were, here in Ohio. We certainly have a lot of harvest going on. Now, kids are coming in the door. What do I see? At this point, my goodness, we've got all kinds of things. You would not believe the things we've got coming inside the door. It is truly a beholden moment. Now, an orange just rolled across the door. An orange is going out the door. Now, if you were only here, you could see all of this stuff. It is something. That is a good-looking orange, though, that was rolling across the floor. It looked as good as a ball. It was a good-looking orange, to be sure. It was a ball. See, I thought that was an orange. That was a ball. It was an orange ball. Well, see, I thought it was an orange. I would have taken a bite out of it. Yeah, see, it looked that good. That's how good the produce looks out here today. It looks like orange balls that you would take a bite out of. Now, we are stationed again right inside the door, broadcasting live here on WGH Talk Radio, streaming live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WGH Talk. That's how you listen to this broadcast or any other things going on in the WGH Talk universe. And the spread being put on tonight is very, very nice. Now, there's cookie decorating going on in the store, all kinds of activities galore. And as I said, if you're just tuning in, I believe the Lorax is here somewhere. And the Lorax is orange. And to be honest with you, I do not know the whole story behind the Lorax. So maybe before this broadcast is over, we will get the Lorax here and speak with them about what they are, who they are, and what they do. But they are stationed in the middle of the store. Now, again, the Lorax is with the bear and the tree. Now, the bear, again, has something to do with marshmallows. There are marshmallows here with the Lorax. Matter of fact, I can tell you that the bear has been, because the bear has left a marshmallow with me up here at the broadcast position. So, you know, this is what's going on here locally tonight. And it's a beautiful night. Sunny outside, sunny as it can be in late October, no rain, so it's a great night to bring the family out, bring your gently used coats, gloves, hats, things for winter. Winter will be here before you know it. The weather will turn crisp, and we will see winter, so it's right around the corner, and a lot of people coming in to do their weekly shopping at Kroger, as they should, each and every week. And what fun. Now, do you know what the Lorax bear has to do with marshmallows? Does anybody know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Here we have Brett and JB. Brett, how are you liking this Kroger Kids Night?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Wonderful. See, JB? Oh, good. See, JB, I know. A lot of initials here.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Awesome. Need to see.
What's the best part of working at Kroger?
The best part of probably the people.
And you're one of the cashiers out here. You know what this marshmallow is all about? Well, I'll tell you what. It's a fun night, though, and the store is packed. We thank JT and Brett for joining us here on the broadcast. That is something. But we don't know what the marshmallows are all about. Oh, somebody is coming through the door. My goodness.
Yeah.
Here we are. And the fun we are having. You know, I think some people have mic breath. But you know what? Here we are. And it's live. And it's fun. And it's exciting. And Mike stopped by at one point, and we enjoyed that. And that's why we're here. And we're broadcasting live. And we'll be broadcasting live until 6 p.m. Because it is Kids Night here at Kroger, Route 95. What are the polka dots?
Domino.
Oh, a domino. That's good. See, now I like it. We've got two dominoes here.
I don't know what the other one is, though.
Okay. Now, people can get candy and cookies.
Yes.
Here tonight. Now, what are the...
box decorated as Dracula, costumes, brown bats. And then just lots and lots of candy.
Great. Now, do you understand the correlation between the marshmallow and the Lorax bear?
I guess that's what the bear eats.
Could be. We'll have to get the bear up here at some point and figure this out. This is fun. We'll figure it out. Domino's, though, I like it. That's a good costume here at Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95, here in Marion.
Yes, man.
I know. Come on over.
What's going on?
Here we go. How's it going? Now, you are here. This is the store manager. Here, Route 95, Kroger, Marion, Kids Night Out. We're having a great... Oh, there's such happiness when you walk in. This is so nice.
I know.
Yeah, it's just like you never left.
It's like all times. You know, never left.
Now, Kids Night Out, what do you think this means to the community? This is a community outreach.
It's great, you know. It's, we got the rock lady here.
We do.
She's collecting food for the food bank, so that helps support the community. Look at these people.
I know.
I'm just looking at everyone, and I'm like, I'm home.
We're having a good time here.
I'm calling from 808.
We're glad to see you, Tracy. Good to see you.
This is sad. There's JT.
Yeah,
did he get his thing?
Yes, he did. He did get his thing. He did. I know. Come say thank you for your paperwork.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
We made that special
That view. Sounded sincere, didn't it? How sincere was that? Yeah.
You want to talk on there?
Yeah.
Talk about your... Black.
Yeah, talk about that. Well, you are what?
I am a great kid here and see the police and also the parking lot
police. Parking lot police. Because the parking lot has to be kept clean and moving all the time. Carts, so on and so forth, no matter what the weather.
Yeah.
Potholes.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta watch for potholes, you gotta watch for everything.
And signs. Don't hit those, please.
Don't hit the signs. Yes, there's been some incidents in the past. But everybody's nice about it. But we keep everything moving along here. Are you familiar with the Lorax?
No, I've watched the movie, but I don't know.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why the bear is passing out marshmallows. Now, there is some significance to this, I've been told.
I have no idea.
We'll have to find out as time goes along.
Good thing talked to.
Well, the bear's here.
Where?
The bear's here. That's there somewhere. I think she's slipped on through. We got the bear. We got the Lorax. We got the tree. Yeah, it's a whole crew here tonight. Mike
Where's
joined Mike us.
At? Where is he?
Well, he stopped by and talked to us earlier.
About to tell him to come down here.
Yeah, I think he's that. I think he went straight. We'll have to get him back up here. He stopped and talked with us for a minute. Told us what was going on. Now, again, we're broadcasting here. It's Kroger Route 95 here in Marion. It is fun. It is exciting. It is games. It is enjoyment. There are a lot of smiling faces here right now. This is something you don't want to miss. And of course, the rock lady, if you feel a lot of it. Here in Marion is here tonight, passing out rock in the entry line, in the foyer, they can say. As you walk in, I can see the people right now admiring the rock. What a great service. Great artist she is. And this event tonight will run through 7 p.m. here in Marion, Route 95, Kroger. And you will walk in, you will see the floral section looking great. There are many, many Halloween-themed balloons, Ohio State balloons here as well, and even the Christmas balloons, the holiday balloons, have already sprung out. That's right. The holiday balloons are here. And that tells us that the holidays are certainly upon us. Now, the thing about this is that as the holidays approach, it's a time of friends and family, as the holidays come along. And nothing more tonight is in representation of that than the camaraderie that you see. Now, I am close to Ring Cross. Now, Ring Cross is orange cones. And one of the Kroger employees is running the Ring Cross game. And I believe giving out pumpkins. Pumpkins, right? Giving out pumpkins? Right? The winners get pumpkins, right? The winners get pumpkins here at Kroger. No cost. Route 95, you come out, you play Ring Toss, you get a free pumpkin. I believe they are the size of pie pumpkins, but that's fine by us. That is absolutely fine by us here. And I'm telling you, before the end of this broadcast, we are going to find out why the Lorax likes marshmallows. We're going to find it out. A marshmallow was left up on the broadcast location earlier, and we're going to figure it out. Because we still don't know why the marshmallow is here. Do you know? Come on over. There's a break in the ring toss here. Now, this is Dylan. He's running ring toss tonight. What's the object of ring toss over there?
Basically, it depends on the age. If they're really young, we just need one person. One ring, one cone, and they get pumped in. Depending on the age, so if they're 13 or lower, they can get three rings and get a pumpkin.
They do get a pumpkin.
That's right.
So this is something, for sure. Oh, my goodness, the Lorax has arrived.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, she is here. The Lorax. Now, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm the Lorax, and I say Legro.
Okay. Now, tell us about your friends, the bear and the tree.
Oh, the bear's, you know, eating marshmallows, and the tree, well, it's growing.
Now, what is the deal with the marshmallows and the bear?
The bear, well, he's just addicted. It started when I started sprinkling marshmallows to help the trees, and then the bears just kept eating them. And then they just kept getting bigger.
Are you excited to be here at Kroger tonight?
Oh, I love it.
I love it. And we love having... And what game are you stationed at, or are you roaming tonight?
I'm at the pumpkin bowling station.
Pumpkin bowling? How does pumpkin bowling happen?
You use a small pumpkin and roll it and knock the Pringles down.
Pringles?
Yes, Pringles. All the Pringles.
Pringles pumpkin bowling.
Yes, sir.
This is something to see. Pringles pumpkin bowling. You can't miss that.
No, you cannot.
That is something. Well, come see the Lorax tonight here at Kroger Kids Night Out. Mary, right?
Yes, sir.
At 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Lorax. Okay. Good to have you here. All right. What fun we're having. Now, honestly, I don't think we got a clear answer on the whole marshmallow thing, but that is okay. Because you have got kids, and you've got entertainment, and you've got employees here. Everybody's smiling, everybody having a good time, and this is something you are not going to want to miss. Now, again, this will run until 7 p.m. tonight here, Kroger, Route 95 in Marion. Just swing on by. Candy, Pringles bowling, pumpkin bowling, it is happening to be sure. And if you miss something like this, you are really missing something, because there are a lot of things going on in the world today. And it's a good time to grab yourself some candy, Reese cups, holy mackerel, all kinds of costumes galore here at Kroger Kids Night Out on this Monday night. This beautiful Monday night in autumn, 2025. And we are seeing a lot of happy faces, a lot of embraces here tonight. And that's what it is. Friends and family here at Kroger. And it's the whole staff is really like a family, to be honest with you. And that's a beautiful thing to see as everybody congregates and feels good about what's going on. Now, when you come out here, you do get a complimentary bag, a complimentary reusable bag. So that is pretty good. To get the complimentary reusable bag, you can visit the Rock Lady as you come in the front door. Nothing better than that. And there are all kinds of things going on. Do your shopping while you're here. Get some groceries while you're here. It's unbelievable. Yeah, you're excited. You're having a good time. There's excitement here. There's excitement. You can feel it. It's palpable in the room. And I see a lot of Halloween buckets. I see a Halloween pumpkin bucket just down the way here. And that is very, very, very nice. Now, when you're here, again, shopping, make it happen. And you can listen anytime live. WWVH1071.com or download at any time. Crystal,
yes.
You're having fun here, Kids Night Out, here at Kroger. What's the best part of this big event held every year? Annually?
Seeing all the kids come in with the different costumes, and even the grown-ups that come in their costumes, that's the best part of it.
You know, it's nice to see the parents.
The parents, yes, it is. And the fact that we're trying to collect coats for the kids, that also is the best aspect.
You know, it is a community outreach event, and as we head into winter, there will be a lot of people who need those coats and gloves and hats and so on, and they can be collected tonight and distributed to the people in need.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, we will do that.
And you can come see Crystal anytime here at Kroger.
Yes, please come down and see me.
Thanks, Crystal.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. All right. And that's the kind of things that are going on here tonight. That's the kind of fun that we're having. Now, ring toss is the first game you see when you come in the door. Dylan's got the rings and he's ready to go. Now, right now, He needs somebody, and he wants to give away those pumpkins. He's got those five pumpkins. How are he? Is that one of the cookies from here? I am. How's the cookie? Good cookie. Looks good. It is. Now, did you decorate that yourself? It looks great. That is a great looking cookie. Ah, you have fun tonight. Terrific. Thanks for coming out. All right. Well, kids are coming out. They're enjoying the cookies, decorating them themselves. Purple, sprinkles, all kinds of good stuff. It looks great. Now, it is 5:39 p.m. Eastern Time here, and the weather is great. That's what we're all looking forward here tonight. We're looking forward to the great weather and all the fun that comes along with it here at Kroger. You know what? I see some kids coming in. Looks like somebody's dressed like a grasshopper. They just got their complimentary bag, and the fun continues. You know, there are all kinds of things you can get here. You can get pop, you can get chicken, you can get meat, you can get dairy, you can get produce. It all looks so good. It's just something that everybody enjoys. Everybody enjoys fun. The Lorax again, she's down the hallway now, and she's coming back. She can't be stopped, this Lorax. I know. I think she's found her calling. It might be on the radio. The Lorax is approaching me. Yeah, it's Lorax. There he is.
Hello, my fellow people.
Now, did you figure out yet why your friend there likes these marshmallows so much?
No, I have not, but I will ask her soon.
Please do. Get us that answer.
I guess so.
The Lorax is here at Kroger Kids Night Out. Take a look. You'll find her. It is something. It is something. And I'm telling you, when you have bears with marshmallows running around stores, that is a rarity. It is something. And as I can see, we have people dressed in all kinds of costumes, all manner of costumes, which is great. In The Rock, you know, I'm going to have to sneak out there at some point and see what The Rock look like. There are all kinds of rocks out here in the foyer that look very, very good. Kids are having a good time. Adults are having a good time. Community outreach at its finest. Monday night here at Kroger. The last Monday in October, as it were, of 2025. Beautiful weather. Great congregation. Matt, hello. How are you tonight? Here, you're at the big event, the big extravaganza known as Kids Night Out here.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty all right.
You were messing around with the cucumbers, making sure the produce is all out, ready for people tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've done this before.
Yep, just about every day.
Now, what kind of things have you seen tonight that have stuck out to you, that will live on in your mind forever?
Well, I mean, there's a girl wandering around dressed as the Lorax, and that's always entertaining.
Were you familiar with the Lorax?
As in?
Just in general, were you familiar with the Lorax?
Yeah.
So do you understand why the bear likes marshmallows?
Not a clue. I don't know why the bear likes marshmallows. I just know that, I mean, the ones that gave them marshmallows, and then they just became, like, obsessed with them. I don't think there's really a reason.
Now, the Lorax is a Dr. Seuss book, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a Dr. Seuss book that turned into a Dr. Seuss movie.
Yeah.
All right. So this is where we are at this point. We don't know what these marshmallows are really about, but there is some significance to this.
Well, I mean, the Onceler gave them out to the bears.
Oh, here she is. Well, here we're going to get the answer. We had this marshmallow up here all night, and we wanted to know what this has to do with the Lorax. And the bear is here, and she's eating. I'm telling you, and Matt, you can vouch, she's eating a marshmallow, is she not?
She is, in fact, eating marshmallows.
Awesome. Bear, we've waited all night for this. Why marshmallows?
I just like them.
You just like, now you're friends with the Lorax?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet?
In the forest.
Now, the tree is back there with you, too.
Yeah.
Now, what's the tree doing?
I don't know.
The tree's back there having a good time, right?
Great time.
Yeah. Now, what is the best thing you've seen here tonight at the Kroger Kids Night Out?
The Lorax
is full of personality. Yeah. He has been up here a couple times.
Yep.
Do you have that type of personality going on through you?
No.
And by the way, what kind of brand of marshmallows are you eating?
Kroger.
Now, what variety are those marshmallows? Kroger, regular? regular. What is this over here? A fat-free, fat-free food. You're in the health food tonight with the marshmallows. So you've been passing out marshmallows all night. Yeah. Marshmallows galore.
Marshmallows left and right.
Who do we have with us here?
Tammy.
Now, Tammy, you are dressed as?
Renaissance Festival.
Renaissance Festival. Now, a lot of those go on this time of year, do they not?
Yes, just got over with. This past weekend was the last weekend.
Now, are you familiar with the Lorax?
Dr. Seuss?
Yes. Okay, so here's the bear, and the bear is passing out marshmallows. Did you know the secret behind this?
No.
Neither did I. Because apparently she just likes it, right?
She loves.
Now, our friend the Rock Lady is out in the lobby tonight.
Diana.
Yeah. And you have seen her talents over the years.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of rocks at home.
What makes those so special to you?
She hand paints each one special. They're just so cute.
Yeah. They're very good and keep right inside the door. Thanks,
yeah,
Tammy.
Thanks.
All right, Tammy drenched in the Renaissance costumes here tonight. And, of course, the Lorax running around, as well as the bear, as well as the tree. All kinds of interesting stuff. And we've also got Domino's here tonight, by the way. Two employees dressed as Domino's. You can't beat that. That is a creative costume. Now, earlier on, I said polka dots, but it actually was Domino's. Now, I have not gotten to partake in any of the candy as of yet, but there is candy here. I will assure you. There is a lot of candy here. I have seen Reese cups. I have seen possibly some Butterfingers, which, as many of you know, that's my favorite candy. I've seen some of those. They're all going right. You know, Tammy, what kind of candy do we have here? Now, I've seen Reese cups. What are the varieties that are being given out tonight?
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
I didn't actually get a good chance. We're not supposed to eat the candy.
Right.
So I haven't seen a whole lot of different things since I'm up here. But it looks like I'm giving out balloons and candy.
Dick Cats.
And I also see, they gave me my thing to give the kids up here. It's in a plastic glove, like all the way decorated.
Nice. So everything's staying there?
Yes.
Very good. Kit Kats, Reese's Cups, Tootsie Rolls, all kinds of stuff here tonight. Get yourself a fill of holiday, really, merriment. Holiday merriment is exactly where we are tonight. And I'll tell you, the sun is coming down here tonight in Marion, and it is bright, bright, bright. But the people continue to arrive here at Kroger on Route 95, and we are enjoying that. My goodness. The fun we're having here is really an unparalleled thing. Now, I see some kids with some balloons. We're giving away balloons tonight. Who doesn't love a good helium balloon? You know, if that doesn't say fun and kids, nothing really does. Now, I'm stationed near the produce department over here, just inside the door. And I can see holiday Halloween balloons. I can see Thanksgiving balloons. I can see Ohio State balloons. I can see all kinds of things over here in the floral section. And flowers that you would not want to miss. Yellows and reds and pinks. And maroons and all kinds of things. Are you taking a break, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm watching. Yes.
All right. Dylan's going to take a break from the ring toss at this point. But I'm sure it will be covered as the evening goes off. It's a great night. Weather could not be better tonight for an event like this. And the employees keeping up with what's going on. Here it looks like a turtle on their way into the store. You know, the Ninja Turtles, a long-time costume, still very popular here in the Marion area. JC, you going to come on down here since you got a break in the air? Break in the, right? You are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what tonight have people been buying to get ready for the big Halloween celebration this coming Friday?
I've seen lots of candy being bought, and I've seen lots of the canned pumpkins, and pumpkins themselves.
What's your favorite type of Halloween candy?
Halloween candy, and I have to say probably like some Skittles or some Sour Patch Kids or something like that.
So you like the fruit theme?
I do. I like the gummy stuff and things like that.
So you are a Skittles person.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any rocks from the Rock League?
I do. I have multiple in my pockets right now. I have a few Ohio State ones and a Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, the Rock League is stationed inside our foyer. On Route 95. Dylan, do you have any of the rocks?
I have like four of them.
What's your favorite rock?
I think this Black Widow Spider.
Black Widow Spider.
Yeah.
Run out there and take a look and see what kind of rocks we have out here.
Alright.
And come back in and tell us.
Alright.
You see, that's how it all goes. Now, the bear was up here. You understand? The bear was up here. He actually gave me a marshmallow.
What's that mean? That's his marshmallow.
I can't tell you on the air, but, you know, later on, I'll tell you what marshmallows are all about.
Oh, alrighty. That sounds fantastic.
I don't know if you'll be getting the marshmallows.
Probably not.
But us, certainly. That's all you need to know to find out. That's all this is about. Kroger Kids Night Out here, Route 95 in Marion, 5 to 7 tonight. Something not to be missed by anybody in the Marion area. That is for sure. Now, kind of unseasonably warm tonight. It's, really no chill in the air at all, which is good for the people who might be coming out tonight. Very nice weather. Very good weather. And I see people mingling out there with the rock lady, which, hey, how could you go not go right there?
Got some.
You got some of the rocks. All right, what do we have here?
So first,
you tell us about the rocks.
Okay. We got a huge white one that is a flamingo in water, it looks like. We have a Chicken Little with glasses. Then we have a blue eyeball with really good eyelashes, apparently. And a blue jay. I like the blue jay.
Now, these are absolutely free, are they not?
They are. All you gotta do is just come to Kroger Marion and get one yourself.
Now, do you know where these rocks come from?
I think she paints them.
I know, I'm right. She does paint them. But where do the rocks come from? Does she just pick them up by the side of the road? Where do the rocks come from?
I do not know.
Did she buy them? She buys them.
I think she buys them, yeah.
Now, think about that. That is a good community service in and of itself.
Buy some and give away some for you to have those.
Now, are you heading back over to the ring toss?
I am.
Well, enjoy yourself over at the ring toss here. We got some kids playing over there. You're giving away pumpkins.
That is correct.
All right, come get yourself a pumpkin here at Kroger, Route 95, ring toss, just inside the door. Dylan manning the station here tonight. Wow. What fun it is here tonight in Marion. Now, as the broadcast continues tonight, we'll continue to update you on what's going on. We've got about 10 minutes, it looks like, left in the broadcast. And looking good. We're sounding good. And people are having a good time. And that is what is important here in Marion tonight as Kids Night Out. Hey, there we go. Another great Kroger employee passes by, headed to his location, I'm sure, as he enjoys himself here tonight. Now, again, we're on station right inside the door. I'm next to the Christmas balloons. Now, there are some trees here. There are some candy canes. There are some, looks like, peppermint candies, as well as the Grinch. The Grinch is here, just up the way, a very brief, short distance. So, you can get all your holiday balloons, as well as your autumn balloons, as well as your Thanksgiving balloons, and your Ohio State balloons. Make any day of your life a party with all of these great things. Now, we've had the bear, we have had the Lorax, we have had the Renaissance person on tonight, we've had Dylan on tonight. I think the only person we have not had on is the tree. Now, at some point in the next 10 minutes, we hope to get the tree here. Because we want to know what the tree is all about. Kroger Kids Night Out. Monday night, October 27th, 5 until 7. The tree. Here's finally the tree. We've talked to everybody else. Now remember, Scott Spears broadcasting here live from Kroger. The Lorax has brought a friend. Your friend, right? The Lorax?
Oh, yeah!
The tree. Now, earlier you brought the bear with the marshmallows.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is your other friend, the tree.
Yes, sir.
Hello, tree.
Hi.
How are you?
I am very good, Scott. Thank you for asking.
What is the best part of being here tonight at Kroger Kids Night Out?
You know, just hanging out with my fellow coworkers and having so much fun with the kids.
You have
the right answer is single back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You were close. Now you've got pink hair, and you've got a tree limb.
Yes, I do have a tree limb.
You're a tree? Yeah, you're a tree.
Yes, I am indeed a tree.
Now, for people who did not see the Lorax, tell them what the purpose of the tree is.
You know,
That was a voice crack. That was really the Lorax saves the trees, Scott. You can't cut down the trees.
Let them grow!
Let them grow!
I say let them grow!
Well, there you go. This is... Come on, here. What kind of candy are you giving away?
We are giving away juice boxes. So juice? No candy.
Oh, and you are giving away Lorax.
I am giving away vampire teeth! And juice boxes.
Oh, juice boxes. It's fun out here tonight at Kroger. 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Tree. Good to see you again, Lorax. Enjoy. Thank you. Now, I'm also told that there are some bats here tonight. Brownie bats somewhere here tonight. Oh, yes. You would not imagine that we have brownie bats somewhere here tonight in this store. Holy man. It is a happening for sure. Now, again, our broadcast will go about another 7 minutes tonight before we put this one to bed, but the fun here at Kroger Kids Night Out will go through 7 p.m. So that is something you will not want to miss for love nor money. Can't miss it. All well, you know, as I said earlier, we have got Pitbull here in the store and more kids arriving. Oh, my. We've got a... Is that a little Grinch? I think it is a little Grinch. We've got princesses, Grinches, princesses, Loraxes. Dr. Seuss seems to be the theme tonight that people are enjoying. And everybody loves a good Dr. Seuss character. I think the Lorax has advanced over to Rain Toss. You know, it's great to see people getting the full character here in Marion, Ohio, at the Kids' Night Out. A lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of enjoyment have gone into this to make this night fun for all the kids and all the people participating in this event. The employees, so on and so forth, down the line, who made this night happen. And while people continue to do their regular shopping, this is something that everybody will get to see. And that, in and of itself, is a tremendous thing. Now, don't forget, it goes till 7 p.m. tonight, so there is time tonight to get out here, 7 p.m., gently use coats, hats, gloves, anything of that nature, you bring them out. You come in the door, there's ring toss, there's Pringle bowling, there's free candy, there's free pumpkins, anything under the sun. Really is what we've got going on here, and the rock lady perched right inside the front door. Get yourself a free rock as well. And each rock is really a work of art, which that helps along as we go down the road. Music also playing in the background here tonight. Now, don't forget your regular shopping needs. Of course, there are pumpkins still to be had here. Halloween candy, of course, still here in the store. Right on up through Friday. The big day. Halloween here in Marion, I believe 5:30 to 7:30. This coming Friday. And we're glad to have you here tonight for the big Kroger Kids Night Out broadcast remote. And so glad you were able to join us here. And we'll be with you for the next 4 minutes. It is fun. It is excitement. It is enjoyment. On the behalf of all the cashiers and all the baggers, all the courtesy clerks, people in floral, management, district management, everything going on, community outreach is very, very important. And kids just keep on coming in. Now, as I said, you get a free Kroger reusable tote bag if you're a part of Kroger Kids Night out here. Can you imagine all of the stuff that comes with this? 3 minutes left in our broadcast tonight. Before we wrap it up here from the Marion Kroger, we thank Sean for being back in the studio tonight, getting us up on the air. That is always helpful as we go on down the road. But we're going to break up here at 6 p.m., but this event goes on for a whole nother hour. So come out, enjoy yourself, have a good time, and partake in community outreach here at Kroger, Route 95 in Marion. And hopefully we'll be able to do things like this as the holidays continue. Of course, we've got Christmas just right around the corner. We have got Thanksgiving just right around the corner. And so many of the other great events that people enjoy this time of year in the fourth quarter. It is the way it goes. And it brings people together. And that's what you really want. You want people brought together. Happy Halloween and enjoyment. JT, we've got about, what do we got here? 2 minutes left in the broadcast. How would you put an exclamation point on this big Kroger Tips night out?
Just fantastic all around. Yeah, great people, great foods. Everybody having a fun time.
The Lorax, big, big, big hit tonight.
That's for sure. It's been pretty noisy around here. Lorax around.
The Bear, a big hit?
Yeah. The marshmallows, still don't understand it, but it's pretty neat.
The Tree, a big hit?
Yeah, for sure.
The Renaissance person, a big hit?
Yeah, I love that one. That one might be my favorite.
Now, why did you not dress up this year?
I did not dress up because I actually fully forgot this attack.
What about Pitbull?
Pitbull?
Emily is Pitbull.
Oh,
right here.
I did not know what she was.
That's Pitbull.
I keep saying hi, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Yeah, I say hi, sir.
We got a minute left, Emily. You are?
Pitbull.
Pitbull. The musician Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. Yes.
Now, where did this costume come from?
It's really popular. I see a lot of people dress up as Pitbull for Halloween, so I just think I will buy.
It's a very nice costume. You've been getting compliments all day.
Yeah, this.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Anything chocolate.
Anything chocolate. Now, there are Kit Kats here, Reese's Cups, all kinds of things that people are getting here. Even decorate your own cookies. What a thrill that is.
Yes. I just saw the Lorax get a glob of ice cream.
The Lorax got a glob of ice cream cookie. Hi,
yes. Now I know where I
should. Oh, the Lorax loves the red ice cream. Well, Emily, we're glad to have you here tonight, and what a costume this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dylan, what do you got on your ear?
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly, in presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
20?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.
And
then you consider the source.
First inside the door here.
And
this is something
just
people
it's made up with an answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
you're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
No, the weather's not
bad.
Do
you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at night?
Works of art, each one a work of art in and of itself.
I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that somebody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that. And I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWDH1071.com.
She is here as well. We've got dominoes in this store. Live, walking dominoes. And I see pumpkins right now. All right. Well, we have had a great time here tonight. WGH Radio broadcasting from Kroger, Route 95 here in Marion. Kroger Kids Night Out. Remember, this event will run through 7 o'clock tonight. Bring your new and gently used coats and hats and gloves out here and join us for all the fun that this has been through 7 o'clock tonight. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8:15. All right, for the game here at Kroger in Marion, this is Scott Spears from Kroger Kids Night Out, heading for the dugout.
Here.
I'm something. Just keep moving, I figure. Just keep talking.
I didn't want to talk.
Well, you know, a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people are like that. That's okay. I think I'm bored. I came up with that.
Oh, you're really good, though.
to ask me, is it just a radio or you want internet?
I want any broadcast.
Oh, yeah.